There is one thing that all the top performers do better than their competitors: to create more luck. This week's three words: create more focus.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, welcome to the Three Word Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm your host, Lisa Thal. And each week I share my thoughts on three word topics. Three word topics you could use as a discussion in your next sales meeting. So let's talk about one word: focus. And it's hard to do, isn't it, today with all the distractions? But one word, focus, it's the key for you to create more luck in your sales. And I'm going to talk about that today. Because in sales, every strategy, every technique we use is the road to success. But there is one underlying principle that can improve your chances of converting that big client, and that is focus. You see it every day with top athletes, top performers. They focus on the moment. And it's no different if you're in sales, if you own your own company, if you're in marketing, if you're an entrepreneur listening. You're no stranger to the pursuit of getting more luck and more wins, right? That's what we want. We want to get there faster. And it can't just be, I got lucky. That's not true. There's a pathway. So it doesn't just come down to luck, right? There's something more within your control that can help each one of you lead to a consistent sales success. And again, that word is focus. That's the answer. And I'm going to show you how you're going to harness this word focus and use it to your advantage. So before I get into it, let's talk about why focus. There's a common misperception that luck in sales is just this byproduct of playing the numbers game. I know if I call enough people, I email enough people, I'm just going to get lucky. And although that's a story we tell ourselves, the best professionals, the people at the top of their game, they're more successful because they do get luck right, but it's often a direct result of their focus. They may not be calling on all the people everybody else is calling on because they're laser focused. It starts with them understanding their market, knowing their product inside and out, personalizing maybe their approach when they're calling on those prospects, re-engaging with current clients, listening to their needs, but it does come down to focus. So when you channel all that energy into those focus efforts, you carve out a pathway of opportunities. That's what happens. Call it luck, call it strategy, but the results are undeniable. So how do you cultivate focus? That's the question we're going over today. But it begins with you focusing on the right activities. We have to start there. So I'm going to ask you to look at your calendar for the upcoming week. Count the number of new client meetings you have on that calendar and write that down. Then add how many current client meetings do you have, people you're already working with, and write that number down. And then you have to ask yourself, how's your focus with those two top categories? Do you have enough new client meetings? Do you have enough current client meetings? Because if you're not happy with that number, you've got to spend the rest of your day looking for those new introductions, those new client meetings. That is where your focus has to go. So our first focus has to be here. Identify and understand your target audience. Again, who can benefit from your product or service? Because there are people right now that we're focused on a list, a prospect list, that is not a good fit for us, right? We know this. Either they don't have the resources, or maybe our product or service is not the best fit for them. So what do we do first? We eliminate all those prospects first. That's our first focus. And then we shift our focus to those prospects who fit our idea customer profile. We then tailor our sales solutions, address that client's problems and needs and pain points. Okay, here's something else we need to focus on. We need to educate ourselves. We need to know our product and service inside and out. Because that deep knowledge of knowing what you're selling is not only going to give you that confidence when you're talking to the prospects, but it positions you as an expert in your field. Again, customers are more inclined to trust and buy from someone that knows their products inside and out and how it can benefit them. And here's a big one of focus: prioritizing your day. And I know it. It's so easy to get unfocused in the day, but if we can just own an hour, own a day, it's going to help you. Each morning, here's what I want you to do. Review your day. make the most of your time spent with meeting with new prospects, current clients, or seeking those introductions to meet a new customer, whether it's an introduction or you're looking at your network of friends to get an introduction. Here's something else we got to focus on. We've got to be persistent and consistent. And here's what I mean by that. Success in sales, it usually takes time. It's not the one call, oh my God, I'm so glad you called. I was waiting for your call. I can't wait to buy all your products and services. We know that doesn't happen, right? There's only 5 to 15% of prospects that may need our product or service today. That means 85% of other people we're calling on may not need us today. So that's why we've got to find a way to stay connected with these prospects, follow up, stay consistent, share market research that can benefit them, because persistence fuels luck. It keeps you top of mind when a customer is ready to buy. All right, here's one other thought I had on focus. We've got to learn and adapt from each interaction, because each sale, there may be a missed opportunity. We don't hit 100%, right? But we've got to evaluate what's worked, what didn't work, what is working. We've got to use that information just to refine our approach each day, because over time, these little incremental changes, they are going to be big payoffs for you, and that's going to create more luck. So again, creating more luck in sales is really less about these chances. It's more about strategic focus. You can generate your own luck by defining and immersing yourself each day into learning more about your target audience, becoming an expert in your field with your product or service, or just pursuing your sales goals, right? The diligent preparation that you make, unwavering dedication to what you do every day, it is going to make a difference. Your effort in laying the groundwork for those moments when everything seems to kind of fall into place, the moments we attribute to the word luck. Well, in the end, remember this, you're going to take the wheel instead of just riding along when you focus. You're navigating towards success, right? Not just simply waiting for it to happen. So do me a favor. What I want you to do is this. Make the word focus your mantra and watch as luck becomes a regular appointment on your calendar. So happy selling, happy get focus. May focus be the driving force behind your next deal. And if you think someone could use a little bit more focus, I invite you to share this episode with them. If there's a topic that's on your mind that you'd love for me to research and do some discussion on, private message me. And thank you for tuning in to the 3-Word Podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.